Riviera Radio. Business.
Hello.
24 years living next door to... Where does that song go again? Never remember.
24 years living next door to Alice.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you're thinking about another song, though.
Oh, okay.
Which you won't mention at the moment.
Good morning.
Hello. You've been up all night again, have you?
Not so much, to be honest with you. I've sort of lost a bit of steam, lost a bit of enthusiasm.
You're not the only one.
It's getting a little bit more difficult. Listen, it looks like Trump's margins in the key states has been tumbling, and as those mail-in ballots come through, if you look at Georgia, I think Georgia's gone home, actually. The people have gone for a well-earned rest there, but only 1,700 votes, I think, the margin.
1,200. Down to 665, I'm now seeing on CNN.
Wow, quite incredible. Pennsylvania, last time I think we were talking about Pennsylvania, and you were talking about the margins there. Pennsylvania was, I think, a margin of 500,000 votes on Tuesday night. You've probably got the update number in front of you. It's around 20,000.
18,229.
Well, you're good at this, aren't you? I mean, CNN, here you come. This could be a... I mean, Wolfie Blitz is getting on a bit.
I like Wolfie, actually. He's great, isn't he? I really like him. I feel like I've kind of got to know them over the last couple of days.
Yeah, we've all become friends. CNN have done a good... They've had years in the wilderness, CNN, haven't they? Let's be honest about it. I think they've had a decent election this time around. Very factual, very data-driven. I think they've done well, actually. So next few hours, what does it mean? Well, Biden is expected to surpass that 270 electoral vote mark and become president-elect. Donald Trump, where does it leave him? Well, his best route to the White House is no longer through the ballot box, but through the courts.
Yeah, it's the two guys who operate the magic wall on this CNN. I think they're doing 12-hour shifts each.
It's full on, that wall, isn't it, as you break down into the counties. And yeah, they've done all right. They've done okay.
It's very good for the American geography, I find.
Yeah, are you good on America? I'm not that great. Well, you know, there's some things that you sort of get through the Midwest and stuff.
Yeah,
it's
a
not great around that.
A bit patchy about the Midwest and sort of some of the southern states as well, but I think I've got it all sorted out now.
Good.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad it's worked out educationally for you.
What does it mean for the markets? I mean, bearing in mind that the forecast is that the Senate will still be retained by the Republicans, but there is some doubt about that now as well.
Well, there is a path. There's a potential runoff ballots in, I think, two of the seats. And, of
Georgia.
Course, under the rules, it would mean that if Biden was to win, then the vice president would have the casting vote in the Senate. So there's a possibility of that blue wave still playing out. Again, still looks unlikely. Markets reacting to the political environment. Equities rallied around the world yesterday, very much on risk-on mode. Investors putting money into technology, into healthcare firms. They bet Biden will win the presidency, but the Senate will be held by the Republicans. And what will that mean, that split legislature? It means that it's likely to see a holdback in terms of aggressive tax hikes. The regulatory pressure on the tech sector could ease. Money flowing out of the safe haven US dollar. Dollar index was down 0.8% yesterday. In fact, the dollar weakened to its lowest level in more than 2 years. The Fed kept rates on hold. Asset purchase rates were also held at the current levels, but did promise future support. Weaker dollar filtering through to gold as well. It was up 2.4% yesterday, now $1,947 an ounce. That's the highest in 7 weeks. Lower dollar, of course, makes gold less expensive for non-dollar denominated investors. Equity performance very strong, as I say, across the board. Stock 600 in Europe up 1%. It's risen for five straight sessions, highest level in 3 weeks. S&P 500 was up 2%. NASDAQ was up 2.6%. Can we hang on to those gains in the final session of the week as those numbers really come to a conclusion? We are calling the FTSE down 27 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 92 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 30 points.
Bit of unease there, though. Henker, US stock futures are down at the moment. So I just wonder what it means. I mean, if Donald Trump refuses to go quietly, as there seems to be what he will do, how unsettling will that be for the markets?
Potentially so, but I think markets will start to look beyond that. The path for Donald Trump is very, very narrow indeed. So, yes, there may be some legal wranglings, there may be some things. But if you listen to most commentators, the idea that you could see a wholesale turning over of this election in the courts, even in the Supreme Court, still seems very limited.
Although the chance of sort of unrest on the streets is still fairly high. We've seen a few skirmishes already, and if that result is actually called one way or the other, then we might see some right flare-ups.
Potentially so, potentially so. But it plays out over time. And also the weather is not very good in many of these states at this time of year. So wholesale people out on the streets, potentially so. But I don't think it's going to have a long-term effect.
OK, the Chancellor hath spoken.
Once again, England went into its second national lockdown on Thursday. Chancellor reacting to that extension to the job furlough scheme. Remember, this job furlough scheme is estimated by some economists to cost around about £6 billion a month. Quite incredible. Cash grants for businesses, longer to apply for government loans, an extension to mortgage payment holidays, lots of help for self-employed. Income support grant becomes more attractive, or more generous, should I say, with an increase from 55% to 80% of average profit, up to £7,500. So the bill is racking up. There's no doubt it's a lifeline for the economy, but eventually, of course, it will have to be paid back. That money's being borrowed. Future generations will be paying it back. Higher taxes and, of course, lower government spending in the future, the likely result of all of this.
Interesting statement coming out of Russia about the outcome of that presidency. For Russia, choosing between Trump and Biden is like choosing between two different kinds of castor oil.
Okay, I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know.
Well, it's not terribly positive, is it?
Not really. Why castor oil? It seems...
It's that horrible stuff that your mum used to make you take when you were a kid.
Okay.
Well, maybe you didn't have that in Milton Keynes.
No, we didn't have that there.
No?
No, not that I remember. What did we... I don't think we had vitamins, did we?
No, well, no, it's... it was...
For your bones or something?
This was omega-3, isn't it?
Very fancy.
Especially for Milton Keynes.
I mean, I don't think we had any omega-3, to be honest with you.
Is it probably the only omegas you had in Milton Keynes are the ones you saw through the shop window in the jewellers?
Replica ones.
And non-farm payrolls out today as well.
Yeah, normally the biggest number, of course, of the week. Could even argue the month. The US employment report, strong job creation is expected, but as we know, the momentum has been slowing down. I think the US economy created 650,000 jobs last month. Unemployment rates hold firm around 7.9%. Look for a 0.1% increase in average hourly earnings. Watch the labour numbers very closely, of course, directly filters through to private consumption levels. Unemployment has fallen from that low point during the course of the height of the pandemic. Remember, in April, is at 14.7%. In fact, that was the highest since the Great Depression. We have US unemployment at 7.4% at the end of this year. We've got 5.6% at the end of 2021, which, of course, still significantly higher than the 3.5% we were at before the pandemic.
And you wanted to mention Uber as well.
Uber results coming through. Bit of a mixed picture coming through from them as its business is impacted by COVID. Reduced demand for its ride-hailing business, but food delivery service, they said, has absolutely exploded. If you look at ride bookings, poor recovery, particularly in the United States, specifically on the West Coast. Europe, the Middle East, they said, has been recovering better, although it's still down 36% from last year. They also said customers who have returned are proving to be price sensitive, which has been pressuring margins. So Uber is now reliant on cost reductions and growth in its Eats business, which, should remember, is still loss making. Quarterly revenue and its loss missed estimates. Nevertheless, Uber affirmed its goal to be profitable before the end of 2021.
Just seeing from the BBC that Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who has pledged to donate $500,000 of his own money to help fund the Trump campaign's lawsuits.
Well, okay. There'll be plenty of people with money to do that, but...
You're a bit slow off the uptake. You should have said someone's had a good year, you know. That was an ideal opportunity, wasn't it, really?
$500,000 doesn't go very far in US courts.
Well, I suppose you can afford it.
Maybe.
Right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar, say, looking stronger. Dollar weakness across the board. Pound against dollar, 131 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 118. Going to get €1.11 for your British pound this morning.
So how's lockdown treating you? Any fireworks going off in Cobham last night?
There was quite a lot of fireworks, actually, yesterday, it has to be said. So I don't know who was doing that, who was enjoying that, but they were certainly happening. Other than that, it's all rather quiet, it has to be said. Although I've noticed quite a few stores seem to be finding these loopholes to stay open. Quite dry cleaners are open. There's all sorts of things that are staying open this time around that certainly wasn't the case in lockdown one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, here we do have quite a few stores closed, but there seems to be an awful lot of people around, despite being advised to stay at home unless you have to go to work or go shopping or go for your exercise no further than 1 kilometre from where you live.
It's very different, isn't it? I suppose the schools are open, the universities are open and so forth, so that increases an element of that traffic. People are not treating it in the same way, it has to be said.
Well, which sort of makes you think that the government's going to have to get tougher at some point, because I don't think the numbers are going down, are they?
So far, some of the UK numbers have actually been falling. There's a big debate around the numbers that we've been seeing, the evidence that's been put forward by the scientists, as you'd probably expect. But there's no doubt we will be in lockdown, certainly over the course of the next few weeks.
You should be in Sage. Go on, off you go. Get up there.
They could do with me,
Professor Potts.
I would certainly shake things up.
Right, talk to you on Monday.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Hank Potts and Barclays.